Good morning. Welcome to Trinity Lutheran Church. Thank you for joining us today. God's blessings on your worship.
I'm going to go to the next slide. Thank you. your chest. All three of my kids heard me say that and looked at me like, Zoe says, why would you say that? I said, I don't know. That's what my dad said to me when I was a kid. There are times when my brothers and I used to make them too much noise. So my dad's phrase was, quiet down. There's a sick old lady in New Britain. Now, New Britain is a town that's about an hour away from my hometown. So that was kind of the joke. But this lady is far away. She's just trying to get some rest. And so, every once in a while, kind of just slips out of my mouth too, quiet down! There's a sick old lady in Centralia! And again, my kids go. Sometimes I will complain that the food and the plates is getting really mixed up, touching. There's some things we didn't like. But Dad would say, Dad, don't worry about it. It all ends up in Providence, which is the name of all the little village where the water is drinking from, which is, if you catch my drift. So, I have been known occasionally to say, Dad, it all ends up in the Crooked Creek. And then I get space. The truth is, one of the greatest fatherly wisdom I've ever been given in my life comes not from all of my kids and experiences, but truthfully from observing his actions, the things that he would do as a dad, the way he's always cared for his family and the hard work. And the way he's always been involved in his community, and most importantly, just the way that he has prioritized faith and how he raised me and my brothers in the church. And these are the things that I've really tried to incorporate into my own approach to fatherhood and just kind of raise the children. And I appreciate that I'm only remembering a role model that I have had in my life. And I say that with fully acknowledging the diversity of God. And I know that there are people who don't have a good relationship with their faith. And I know that for some people, Father's Day is tough because of that, maybe because we're missing their parents' faith. But no matter what your family situation is, the one thing that I hopefully become aware of the next day is that we all share a Heavenly Father. A Heavenly Father who loves us perfectly as His children. Gives us His wisdom, wisdom that goes beyond our understanding, wisdom from our Heavenly Father that sometimes makes us go, wisdom that gives us ultimately grace. So, because of that, I think it worked out really great today on Father's Day and Trinity Sunday to fall on the same day this year because Trinity, the whole concept of the Trinity, the understanding and the theology, everything that we just confessed, the infinite creed about the Trinity, that's one of those things that can kind of break my brain to make this go, what is that all about? What do these words mean? What does it mean for us that God is three in one? Which is not three gods, but one God. Not three almighties, but one almighty. What do all these things mean for us? And that wisdom that confuses us at times, wisdom that comes from the Father is really the subject of this whole Old Testament reading that we have today from the Book of Proverbs. I don't know how much you know about the Book of Proverbs, how much you've studied the Book of Proverbs, but just know that on the same page too. The Book of Proverbs is pretty much universally recognized as being a book that was written by King Solomon. I mean, it is the overwhelming majority of it was written by King Solomon. And Solomon was known for being wise. This was the gift that he asked for from the Lord. If he would be a wise man, a wise king, he certainly was that. He didn't want to keep all that wisdom to himself. And so Solomon wrote a lot of his wisdom down for our benefit too. So yes, here in the Book of Proverbs, he also wrote the Book of Ecclesiastes. He also wrote the Song of Solomon. This is the wisdom literature of the Old Testament. with starts delivering this wisdom to us in the beginning of the book of Proverbs. He does it not really as a king, but he does it as a father. As a father delivers wisdom and advice to the sons. So, like in Proverbs chapter 1, it says, "Hear, my son, your father's instruction." In chapter 2, it says, "My son, if you receive my words and treasure up my commandments with you, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God." So, it's couched in that fatherly advice and wisdom. Still talking to his sons, but here at the beginning of the chapter, he's talking about how true wisdom cannot be hidden. It's not something that's supposed to remain a secret. It's something that's out there, out in the open for everybody to hear. He doesn't say that his sons need to quiet down because he's so sick lately in the territory or something. He says here, does not wisdom come? Does not understanding raise her voice? At the entrance of the portals, she cries aloud to you, O men, and we call a cry to the children of men. So God's wisdom is out there in the open for everybody to pay attention to, for everybody to learn from. And yes, there's also this thing we need to talk about. Lady wisdom is sometimes how we refer to her in Proverbs chapter 8. He's personifying wisdom as a woman. And partially that's because in the Hebrew language, words can either be masculine or feminine. The word for wisdom is feminine. But it's also because as Solomon is this father giving advice and wisdom to his sons, what he's trying to do in these opening chapters of Proverbs is wisdom as being the kind of woman that you would want to marry. He's saying, look, you want to be attached to God's wisdom. You want to be with a woman that you can be with openly out in the public. There's no scandal, there's no problem. In contrast to the world's foolishness, which in previous chapters he refers to as an adulteress, someone that his sons would have to sneak around or something like this. So it's not quite but this is solid fatherly advice from father to his son. But this is where it gets a little confusing once we jump ahead to verse 22. This is kind of the part that makes us go, because maybe you need to bear with me a little bit here. But starting in verse 22, Solomon is still talking about wisdom, but he talks about wisdom as being there with God before the world was created. And so all of a sudden, as strange as it sounds, Lady Wisdom in Proverbs chapter 8 actually becomes a description of the second person of the Trinity, which is God's Son. In other words, the pre-incarnate Christ. Jesus, before Jesus of Nazareth was born, that's who God's wisdom really is. So we see how he describes himself, that God used his wisdom sort of a thing that happens. It's inevitable. And when the Holy Spirit is sanctifying you, making you holy and righteous, then you're eventually just going to be like that. Saying the things that you would say. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us. We hope to see you again next week.